Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we'll discuss what you want to discuss for the next 2 hours before Tab Douglas reappears. So I wonder what Tab's going to do in the next 2 hours. Shopping? Return gifts? Get an eggnog? Whatever. All of those are viable options. But Tab will be back at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, we have a lot to talk about. The Steelers, in case you missed it, and their scenarios. There's really only one scenario. They have to win, and the Browns have to beat the Ravens. It can happen. It's not expected to happen, but it can happen. There's one other alternative. If both the Ravens and the Steelers win, then the other thing that would have to happen is the Colts and the Titans would have to play to a tie on Sunday Night Football. That's highly unlikely, although this has been a season of ties, so you never know. Andrew Luck is 10-0 all-time in his career against Tennessee, so the Colts are a dangerous team, but, you know, you can see if Tennessee gets in with Derrick Henry the way he's running, they could be a factor as well. Steelers, though, have some issues to deal with. Number one, the kicking situation. Matt McCrane brought in. For those of you not familiar with him, he was a kicker with Kansas State, has a very good leg, actually. He's been all over the place in his first year, really, on the job. Started with Arizona. He was on their roster. Preseason was perfect. 4-for-4 in field goals. He made all of his PATs, but yet he lost his job to a veteran, Phil Dawson. You remember Phil Dawson, who's been kicking forever. By the way, speaking of kicking forever, how about Adam Vinatieri turned 46 yesterday? Think about that, because Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't even born when Adam Vinatieri first kicked in the NFL. And now here he is, 46 years of age. How many others have kicked at age 46, Steiny? George Blanda would be, I'm sure there's somebody else I'm missing. Blanda would be the only one I'm thinking of. But that's pretty amazing accomplishment. It goes to show you what a great job. If you had to pick one job, if you can be consistent at it, kicking in the NFL. If you're good at it, you can make that a 20 to 25-year career these days. But anyway, Matt McCrane was perfect in Arizona, so he got cut. So he went back and forth, had Oakland, a visit to Carolina, signs with Oakland. And with Oakland, he made all of his PATs 5-for-5, but it was 5-for-9 in field goals. We should point out that those four misses were all long-range field goals. He tried one from 57 and just missed, right on the money, but short. So, Matt McCrane, if they should win today or tomorrow and get into the playoffs, he's your kicker for the rest of the season. Leads for an interesting question next year. I expected this move to happen, but a long time ago. The IR, I didn't even know we'd get to that. But if it would have not surprised me had it happened the week they brought in McCrane and Kai Forbath, who later signed with the Jaguars. But it didn't happen then. It happens now. So McCrane will be your kicker. It shouldn't become a problem in a game against Cincinnati. They should win that game fairly easily, although these are the kinds of games that have given the Steelers under Mike Tomlin some trouble. Even though Cincinnati is playing without a host of their big-name players, there is no Andy Dalton. There is no A.J. Green. There will be no Tyler Boyd. Vontaze Burfict, career may be over based on concussions now all of a sudden. So the Steelers need to win. The question is, can Cleveland win? They're 5-1 in their last six. Baker Mayfield is somebody who's putting his name in the record books. He's 3 touchdowns away from erasing a record of most touchdowns in a rookie season that currently is held by 2 players, Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson. So if they can do that, that would certainly help. Can they do it? We'll see. You know, Lamar Jackson is a good-looking rookie who's 5-1 a quarterback, but he relies on his legs more than his arms. Funny things happen in these kinds of games. We'll see how it goes. Question the Browns will be facing, especially if they win. They'll go 6-1 under their interim coach, Greg Williams. So think about that. You wonder, will he get the job based on this? Should he get the job based on this? Or do the Browns go sort of that big game hunting and look for big names like Nick Saban? Or a name that should come up over there is Lincoln Riley, head coach who was Baker Mayfield's head coach at Oklahoma. That will be interesting to see. Josh McDaniels' name's been mentioned quite a bit. Remember him? Last time we saw him, he led the Colts right to the altar, and then he just, before he said, I do, he jolted out the door. Colts published a tweet that said, welcome Josh McDaniels to the Colts. Didn't happen. would he still be in play for them? Or anyone else, for that matter? 412-928-9370. We'll talk about that. I want to get into some bowl conversation. Rich Walsh is at the Sun Bowl covering that for KDK. He's been out there all week. They have a game coming up on Monday on CBS and KDK-TV against Stanford. We'll talk about that as well. In the meantime, let's get right to the phones because they are buzzing tonight, beginning with Francis, who's in the car. Hey, Francis.
Hello there.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't get to listen all the time, but all the comments still being made about the Saints game, the Juju fumble. I don't know if anybody has brought it up yet or not, but where was all the offensive pursuit to the play? I've seen the replay several times the right way. There was like five or six Saint players around Juju and the ball. Where was the rest of the offensive help?
That is a fair question, because originally I thought somewhat of the same thing, only because normally you see players around the ball, and there was nobody
right
there. They were all just black uniforms there. No Steelers whatsoever. However, if you look at a coach's eye view up in the air, and we get access to some of those tapes, you'll see that half the field was going in another direction, because at that point, Antonio Brown was down left. Tight end, whoever it was at the time, forget, was down. It must have been McDonald. Running backs were left. I mean, bottom line is he didn't need to fumble there. That was a critical fumble. And if he makes that play there in field goal range, and who knows what could have happened.
Oh, absolutely. I just, always see someone there to help a guy up or somebody pursuing. Yeah. There's no guarantee they had to recover the fumble, but I just thought it was odd. There was no pursuit. That's all. That was my comment. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks, Francis. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Bob in the cell phone. Hey, Bob. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Bob. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Just had a couple comments about Coach Tomlin, and it comes from, one thing here. I've been in sales for a long time. You either meet expectations, you exceed expectations, or you don't meet expectations. Now, I would say that over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, this team has not met expectations. And it could be for any various reasons. I'm not saying Coach Tomlin is a dumb guy. Look, he's got an English degree from UVA, right? He's a pretty bright guy.
Very much so.
Yeah, but this team is absolutely loaded with talent. There is no excuse for consecutive losses to Denver, Oakland, San Diego, tying that first game of the year with Cleveland. At the time, losing to a bad Baltimore team. Baltimore's not that good of a team. And I got to tell you, this is year in and year out. They fail when they should succeed. Getting destroyed twice by Jacksonville. I mean, that defense is just a mess. They don't have any speed in their secondary.
And therein lies the biggest problem I see, Bob, and thank you for the call, is that this is a defense that has spent a lot of time and effort on drafting players very high in the draft. In fact, going back and counting, I think we're talking six, maybe five, but six of the last first-round picks in a row have all been used on defense. So we have not seen – statistically, they do some good things. When they went on their six-game win streak, for example, they gave up a few points, and they had some of the best numbers in all of football. So they're capable, but they haven't put it in consistent enough levels. You can also say the offense at times hasn't been consistent based on all of its talent. But therein is the biggest issue. They have to solve these issues on defense. Defense still has a role in the NFL. Just look at what the Baltimore Ravens have done. And they've done it because they had a rookie quarterback who I don't think they necessarily trusted right off the bat, but he got in there, proved he can handle it, especially with his legs. And that defense is making life a lot easier. Look at the Chicago Bears, for example. Chicago Bears, 8 times this year, have given up fewer than 10 points in the first half to any teams they've played. 8 times. They've been put in positions to win games because they haven't given up a lot. There is still a role in this game for defense, and the Steelers defense has to be better. And even if they should get into the playoffs and go far this year, defense still has to be looked at as something that needs to get better. If Ryan Shazier doesn't get injured, it's a whole different situation. It really is. But that happens. Everyone knows injuries are part of it, and you have to adapt. I don't think they did a good enough job in the offseason trying to solve that situation, that vacancy left by the injured Ryan Shazier. We'll continue the conversation, 412-928-9370.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.